Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for a midwinter update on roadways in Marion County.
First of all, how have things gone here this past winter? I understand you've been pretty busy here these last couple storms, especially with this most recent one here, right?
Yeah, thanks for having us, John. You know, the guys have worked quite a few days in a row here, little snows and some major snows mixed in. But things have gone pretty well. The cold temperatures are definitely a factor. Drifting has been a problem for us and kept us out late on a few evenings on paved road to push and drifts back to make sure people can get home in their evening commute and that sort of thing. The timing of these storms has not been great for us. You know, ideally, we'd like to see a late afternoon, evening, overnight snow, but these have started kind of mid-morning and drug on through the day a lot of times, and that just makes for long work hours for the guys in order to get things cleaned up.
So when you have a storm starting like in the middle of the day, is it kind of tougher to have people running till the evening time and then start back up at 4 a.m. or is you'd rather see it in the overnight, right?
Yeah, we definitely rather see it in the overnight. Our normal work hours are 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. during the winter if snow is falling or if we're doing snow operations. And so when we start in the middle of the afternoon, it's kind of hard because typically we're not going to be able to get it cleaned up before 8 o'clock, and a lot of times the snow hasn't quit falling, which has been the case in these last couple of storms. The snow doesn't quit, so you work late the night before, and you're back at it at 4 a.m. the next day. So.
Well, of course, we're in the middle of a long stretch, it seems, of extreme cold weather with wind chills below zero, air temperatures before wind chill being below zero, especially this coming weekend. That being said, what are some of the main challenges when it comes to keeping roads cleared when it's that cold out?
Mainly just equipment. The hydraulics don't want to work as well on the equipment. You have to be extra careful when plowing because, you know, even the plastic, metal, rubber, everything on your truck and plow and motor grader is more brittle and subject to breaking. So we just have to take things a little slower and be more cautious. And hopefully we don't have to do a whole lot. We were still cleaning up earlier this week and widening out some of the gravel roads after all the drifting last week. But right now we're just in the shop trying to make some repairs and trying to keep them in the heat right at the moment.
A couple of days above 32 degrees certainly would help things out, right?
It definitely would. On the gravel roads, it would definitely make them a mess. We've got some hard snowpack on the roads, and the guys have tried their best to get that off in areas. And, you know, sometimes we're able to, sometimes we're not. Short periods of warmer weather would help kind of evaporate and slowly melt. What we don't need is a very abrupt or high temperature warm up. That would really make things a mess out there.
I know we talked preseason about the salt and sand supply, that kind of thing, how you guys typically kind of stock up. And I know you said something about a mid-season delivery.
Yep.
Of salt and sand. Do you have any update there?
Yep, we're actually sitting surprisingly well considering the number of snow events that we've had. Now, we've been pretty fortunate. During these events, we haven't used a lot of material as far as salt and sand. And the in-season quantity that you're referring to, we have ordered 500 tons in-season. And currently, we've only taken delivery of about 250 of that. So we still have about half of our in-season contract remaining, and we're eligible to take up to 30% more of that as well. Right now, we're sitting really good as far as our salt shed capacity. So we're not going to take any more at this time than that 250 ton that we have on order, and we'll save the remaining 250 for later in the season or hopefully not at all.
And to shift gears here a little bit, a new ordinance was passed in the county here recently. It took effect here on February 1st relating to ATV and UTV operation on county roadways. Anything you want to touch on as far as that's concerned?
We had some input regarding the ATV or UTV ordinance with Sheriff Sandholt, and mainly pertaining to protecting the integrity of the roads out there. You know, we don't want people out there tearing up gravel roads. That's not the intent of this at all, to give free rein to use the right-of-ways and the roads to ride UTVs and ATVs. And then the second point would be, when traveling, the ordinance states that a highway or paved road cannot be your primary route. If there's no other option for you to get from a gravel road or a dirt road know, from one to the other, you can use that paved route, but don't plan for that to be your primary route of travel. So we just want to remind people of those couple things. You know, don't be tearing things up, and use common sense and plan your routes when you're making plans to use a UTV for travel.
Thanks to Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.